Lord, we thank you for this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, Lord, for your healing touch on Brother Freedom and how you're raising him back up and taking him through these hard days. Thank you, Lord, that you protected me out on the highway. And Lord, we're depending on you because we can't function without you. Thank you for oxygen to breathe. Thank you for water to drink. And thank you for the wonderful anointing of the Holy Spirit and how you're going to touch Brother Freedom and the listeners this moment as they listen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just want to thank you and we want to praise you for all, everything. And Lord, I feel like I should share a little bit about what you laid in my heart the other day. And I pray that the people will be open to what they hear. I pray it will be divinely set forth from heaven. Father, I just pray that you'll send your spirit upon it mightily. We claim this day. We thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You know, it's for some time, the Lord's been speaking in my heart, alive unto him and dead this world. But I'm seeing it more powerfully through the Spirit, alive unto God. You know, our bodies are sort of the same way. We get to where there's a conscious state, a semi-conscious state. And by the way, we know that there's different periods of our body that we might put in different categories, but I believe the spiritual part, we need to be alive in his spirit. Because if we're not, we're going to fulfill the lust of flesh. And the Lord showed me the other day, we just cannot make it without his spirit. But alive means that we're alive to where we're headed for. When we get deadened to some things, that's easier to go the other way. And that's what God wishes for. It's easiest for us to stay alive unto him if our old man is sort of dead to the things of this world. The more that we care for this world, the more that we love it, the more that we want to be around it, the more it pulls from our spiritual life. It's like a bondage that comes upon us, a tremendous bondage. It's sent from the evil one, but we become the recipients of the deed. We were fearfully and wonderfully made in God's likeness. And we take on his, what makes God up with love, joy, peace, goodness. We're to take them on as we grow in the Lord. And as we grow in the Lord, our other part should be lessening. We should have very little trouble with hatred, with lust, pride. These things will automatically start being not responsive to our life. And without the Spirit of God, we're unable to cope with life itself without the Spirit of God. We have confrontations that come from the Lord, I'm persuaded, because God wants us to be able to come against these powers, and we find ourselves weakened. We find ourselves not in tune with God. We find ourselves as alienated from God. As we become alienated, then our senses become darkened, and we're the place that we don't even feel the darkness no longer. We don't see it because it works too much in it. And God wants to come out from among this world that we might be separated in a very special way, in a very powerful way, in a very free way. We might be walking in his love. We're walking in his power. Walking in his joy. His everlasting love that comes from above. The Bible says we lift the eyes to the hills. Whence cometh our help? For our help comes from the Lord. But you know, I've walked this earth quite a while, and I have to say that most Christians that I've seen very few that are really walking in the Spirit. They're walking close, but they're not walking in it. They're walking maybe a little toward it, but they're still not walking in it. God wants us to be set free. Oh, church, be set free this day. That the power of God might be upon you in a mighty way, that you might be restored from your wickedness, from your hateful deeds, from your pride, from your lustful spirits that's in you, that you lust for the things that you didn't lust, should not lust for. It brings you in a place of disadvantage when the enemy comes your way. You're on disadvantage because he knows what's ailing you. He knows what your problem is. And you're not big enough to realize that God is the only one that can bring you through the problem. There is no man, no bull, no beast, no nobody can bring you through. Oh, the Lord thy God from heaven. He is the only one that shines brighter than what we face. He is more vivid, more powerful, more special. And today I'd like to tell you, God would like to say to my people, if you want to live in the fullness, you need to come and seek His face forevermore. A lot of God's people are not really seeking God. They're walking in a way off from the Lord. They've heard this same message that most all the people hear every day. Well, you know, we'll just work out our salvation with whatever it takes. We're just going to do this. But there's never nothing definite what they're living. It's incomplete. And we feel God's ministry, than what He wished for, is sort of incomplete. You know, years ago I thought that I had some of the answers, but I found out more and more and more that I have less answers. God is here to help you, here to stir in the mighty blessing upon you with great power, with great vividness that's just great, that you have strength, that you no longer be weakened, as most Christians that claim to be Christians, but most Christians are far from God. They have a form of godliness. In its last days, they deny the power thereof. And the Bible says, from such, turn away. God does not change. We're the ones that's in the changing business. From the day that we meet Jesus, that day is supposed to be a change. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. And that time we start growing toward that everlasting love, that everlasting hope, that everlasting peace will take you into heaven. It's not a light thing that God's given you. He's given you the best. He's given the gift from His Son. His Son said it's needful that He went away. Now, why would Jesus said that unless it was needful for Him to go away? Well, you say He might be going back to heaven. Well, He was right. He was. But if He went not away, the Comforter would not come. And if He went back, He would send forth the Comforter. The Father would send it. So it's designated by God the Father, God the Son, that the Holy Ghost come and be the priority of our lives. He is the leadership. He is the counsel. He is the direction. He is the one we're to seek for. He's the one we're to look to. And when we start building up churches that's in some other name, I tell you, I'm fearful. The last few weeks I've been closer to the time that I know that God's coming. He's either going to come for me, He's going to come to the world, He's going to come, but He's coming very shortly. He's coming for those who are ready. And how many out there today have you been playing church all your life? You've went out in the forms of godliness, but you never came into what God is about. Well, Brother Freedom has enjoyed that. It's been very beneficial. The Lord told me that people weren't interested, and that's why it wasn't where it was. But when God's give us the power of the Holy Ghost, that is just the initial part. From that day forth, you should grow in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost day by day, and you should be empowered from on high. And your leadership doesn't come from the authorization of men, but comes in the counsel of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That your will may be set on high, that you may be anointed from heaven. The King of Kings, the glory of God, would be upon you now and forevermore. You would walk this light affliction and the Spirit of God as a trophy for Him. See, God wants us to live triumphant while we're here and when we get to heaven. And God says, hey, you're my child. How are some of you feel? You've never really seen the Spirit of God move. You've never seen the signs and wonders. You know why I did? Because I sought God for Him. It's in the Word. The Bible tells me, seek for me, we'll surely find Him. It doesn't say I have to be a member of a certain church. It doesn't have to say that I have to have a certain denomination or my pastor has to look a certain way. But it says, seek first Him. I'm persuaded that denominations are just to bring us in to Jesus. That's what it's for. After we get to Jesus, we should be so exposed to the Spirit of God that we become alive unto Him, but dead to this world. We might come out from this world that we might be a separated people, a holy people, a people educated by God Himself. Now you might say, oh, that's getting way off. We are getting way off base. No, I'm not. The Bible says, call unto me. Who are we calling them? We're calling them God. Call unto me and I will answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches which are in glory. Now, does that mean what it means? Is that what I think it means? It means all my needs. And God's best, the most need that he's expecting us is our spiritual walk. It's not out here about our Sunday school growth or someone having a baseball team or all these things, but it's done out those that know God. It says, he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him. Now, if you can tell me that we can get out here and we can set us up a church program that's all done by the way of just thinking it through, all I know it's not from heaven. Because God showed me over and over, if we can think it through, it's by the natural man. Now, something, and then you say, well, how do you live in it? Because God will lead you. This day, he's led me up to here. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. But most people are so I was going to say pig-headed, but they're so big-headed that they won't follow nobody. They want to follow a man. Now, God wants to be your leadership. And I don't think it's too hard for all of you, all the world, to what Brother Freeman was saying, that God wants you to get a close encounter with him. Most of you are far from that. And then you say, how did I get there? Just pray, get called upon him. I went 8 years. I'll come and seek to them. I went 8 years seeking God. Didn't think I was getting nowhere. One day God called me. I made it. First step. Then God started coming to my heart. He started enlarging me. He started birthing me, the Spirit of God. He wants to birth all of you to be alive in the Spirit of God. Now, I'm not saying out here that you quarrel with one another in the Spirit, because the Spirit won't quarrel. I'm not saying out here having different opinions, but God doesn't have, the Spirit of God doesn't have different opinions. He is always one way. You're not going to have no problems in your church because it's only going to be one way. It's not going to be your way. It's God's way. It's going to be his leadership, his counsel, his direction. If you don't want that, well, just go by the way that you're going, and you'll know one day you'll end up someplace else. You say, that's pretty straightforward. Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah, it is. But I may be a little bit, maybe God will fill in some things, and maybe all of you are going to be all right. Once saved, always saved, but I don't see it. And you might say, well, you know, God's going to take care of me. Well, I hope he does. But the Bible tells me my sheep know my voice. They come at my call, and a stranger they do not know. So that lets me know that you can know the voice of God. And I know the voice of God. And God doesn't waver. He's always on specs. He keeps his word. Within a second, he'll do things. You can't put God in a box, because God's bigger than you. He's bigger than your church. He's bigger than what you live with. God wants to bring that place. And Jeremiah said, if you shall surely seek for me, you shall surely find me. But what the thing is, we've never sought God. We've listened to someone else. And everybody else has figured out the plan to get us to heaven. Hopefully, I hope it works. Because a lot of people have went by the way of the grave. But as I see it, we need to take heed to the things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. That's in Hebrews. And I can take scripture after scripture, points me, there is only one way. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. We need to seek God as we've never sought him. You know, we're living in a land that's going to fall apart very shortly. May not be money. One thing that's going to be happening, you're going to have a lot of heartaches. You're not going to have a lot of money. You're going to have struggles. But if you have those struggles with God, with the Spirit of God upon you, he'll go with you in them, with you, where we go. Now, I've been very sick for the last month, and God has really showed me he's very interested in where I'm at. I feel the Spirit here today very powerfully and very wonderfully, and you need to realize that God reads you right where you are. You can't get by and slide over anything because he knows all about it. Best thing is to come clean and say, Lord, I confess you. I want you. I'm sorry for a messed up life I've had all these years. And this day I want to have a new acquaintance with you. I need you. And that's what you should all be praying. You need a new start, a new blessing, a new power, a new word from heaven. God will set you free. The enemy comes to kill, to start to steal. But you know what's why we don't feel no power? It's because the enemy's got his field day out here. He's got everything under control. Churches on every corner. But I believe that most of the churches are moved by their own flesh. You might say, that's really terrible. You say that, but I believe it. And I believe that's what God showed me. That we need to live righteously. We need to live in holiness and right living and right standing. That the Spirit of God, that we would have the power of God in us in a very special way. That when we pray for the sick, they shall recover. And you hear from heaven, God says, don't do this, you don't do this. You do this, you do this. And it works. If I had a shop in that shop, I had a shop at one time. And if I had a bunch of mechanics that worked for me, like a lot of Christians, I'd been broke the first week. Got to move in order. Some order. And God is the order. We just don't get out here and say, well, I'm going to have a church over here. The church of the ongoing saints. Down here in the church of the ongoing saints has got so many children. This church down here that has the great view from heaven. They see everything. Well, say you can see from heaven and you have all these things, but if you don't have the Spirit of God, you're dead. I mean that. We need to be alive. And I take you to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, I believe it is, about 7-8, but it talks about alive, that our spirit might be the dominant being. If we walk in the Spirit, not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I agree with the Word of God, because I've lived it. Now, I've made mistakes, but God has helped me. And one thing has helped me, because there's no one here to help me. I've been by myself, but God's real. And I think we need to take a time, wherever you are, to wonder maybe if there isn't something to this. It said, would he even find faith upon earth when he comes? See, that's what God showed me, that he's not going to find faith. And his coming is right at the door. Five were wise and five were foolish. We can probably put 10. One was wise and 100 foolish. It's more like it. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. He will not fail you. He will keep you. He'll bless you. He'll bring you into maturity. You see, what is maturity? It's not what you think. If you can think it through, you're not immature. You need to be mature in the Spirit. I don't know what's going to happen, but God knows everything that's going to happen. So I don't worry. And that's what you should be. I don't know anything unless he tells me. I know all things if he tells me. You say, that's really something. Yeah, it is. He shows us. He'll show us all things. He'll show us just what he wants us to know. And you know that you can live with life, with more abundant life, because the Spirit of God's alive within you. That you're no longer a castaway, but you're lifted up from heaven. You're living in victorious life and heavenly sunshine from heaven. God's eyes are upon you, looking to you day by day, because you're walking in his umbrella of love. God's looking for some people he can really bless mightily. I pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. I pray that God will open the windows of heaven, give you a blessing. But I pray that God will let you open your eyes to see his coming soon. We need to repent. We need to be right with God. God bless you all. God bless you. Amen.